Hollywood as sellouts.
Yeah.
Ricky racks Adam to learn about the Sabbatean Francis movement. Please watch 1660's Redemption Through Sin by Robert Sepp. Thanks for reminding me, Ricky. It's on my watch later. I will promise you that you won't have to send me another message, and I will watch that. Rod Rosenstein, Trump appointed a Jesuit to head the Federal Reserve. Powell, Kavanaugh is a Jesuit. Trump is a Jesuit. They all went to Jesuit schools. I'm not sure Trump is a Jesuit. Have you seen evidence?
He has Jesuit connections, and not only that, but he has intelligence agency connections. A lot of people don't know this, but his uncle is the one that took possession of Nikola Tesla's files when Nikola Tesla passed away. His uncle worked for the Office of Strategic Services, as my father did, only my father was a little bit different. He protected the Philadelphia seaports during World War II. Also, I have to make one little small disclaimer. If people Google my name, and I've had this come back at me 100 times, yes, I am directly related to Knights of Malta. I don't know them. I don't associate with them. And I completely stand against the Jesuit and the Zionist orders. So there's that. I just want to put that out there as a disclaimer, because God forbid, I heard, Adam, that you could get me Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah, might as well. I should address my family relation also. The Manning brothers, Peyton and Eli Manning, the football stars or former football stars, are my second or third cousins. And there's some conspiracy videos about me online that they're paying me millions of dollars and they're Zionists and I'm propaganda working with them. I've never spoken to any of them or anybody connected to them. Yeah. But I did recently see that Peyton Manning was supporting some kind of like Republican or Zionist things. I can't remember what it was, but I remember seeing it and being very upset and disappointed.
Oh,
but
see, there you go. And you're talking out against it. So, oh, what a horrible shill, right? Oh, my God.
All these people that want to call YouTubers shills that are like speaking out about the truth. What would I have to say to not be a shill? Like, what would I have to say or do? I mean,
well, I think you just handled it. You addressed the Manning issue.
As if it was an issue. It was an issue.
Right. Yeah. I'm still waiting for them Super Bowl tickets, man.
Yeah.
Love that. That was great. But no, it needs to be addressed because, you know, this is something that's going on right now with Brian Young from High Impact Flicks. There was a guy who had, and I have to say, this guy, he had some really interesting connections regarding the borderline shooting out there in California. And I talk to Brian Young occasionally, and I was talking with Richie from Boston earlier today. They're not easy guys. All of us, even me, I hardly have a YouTube channel anymore since they terminated mine, but still people are sending me. I have like 180 emails and messages. I have, I don't know, like probably over 80, Facebook Messenger messages to go through. And it's impossible to keep up with this. So people that find this information, they find very interesting information, and then they send it to you. And if you don't respond to it, or you don't do a video on it, or something doesn't happen in that respect, then they call you out as a shill. And then the shill parade starts going on. You even have other YouTubers who have amazing content, who made really great connections, Israel, China, Russia, all of that, really good, strong, solid content. One of the reasons, folks, that I created RTRTruthMedia.com was so that I could take, like, everybody, I look at radio and what we do kind of like medicine, right? You have your podiatrists, you have your hand surgeons, you have your brain surgeons, you have people that have different specialties in different areas. So, and I don't agree with everything that everybody puts out. So what I do is I try and amalgamate that information and throw it on RTR Truth Media in presentations that I happen to agree with. And just like you said, a retweet doesn't mean necessarily endorsement. If I share something on our website, doesn't mean that I endorse every single thing that person's about. But it does mean that if I'm sharing it with you, that there's a significant portion of that information that I find beneficial that you should hear. Now, should I have to repeat that information ad nauseum? No. I'm sharing it on my site so that you can see it and you can digest it yourself so that I can move on to other things. And this is where people, this thing with calling people shills, not only am I not being paid, I hope you don't mind, Adam, I don't have a way of generating revenue on YouTube. Do you think that we could take a little portion of time and ask for super chats to donate to RTR Truth Media specifically?
Well, sure, you just did. If anybody wants to donate, give a little note there to help out RTR. He had his Tom had his channel shut down. I've been showing it on screen here a few times while we've been talking. Here you are.
Yeah,
they killed me.
I'm lucky to get like a couple hundred. I mean, when I do an interview with Jake or something, he's got a pretty much strong enough following. I was gone for a year or two, folks. What happened? Let me give you a quick little short little breakdown. When the Bundy Ranch thing kicked off, for the same reason that I stood for the Bundys, I stand for Palestine, if that makes sense to you. Okay. For the same reason that I believed in their right to self-determination and their private property rights and all of that, it's the same reason that I stand for Palestine. I consider that moral consistency. Okay. So based on that, you know, I went from the Bundy Ranch to the Oregon situation, and in Oregon, I kind of got tripped up. I was held for a little over a year in federal jail. In the meantime, my channel sat. When I got out, I started posting content. I ticked some people off, and 3, 2, 1, boom, I was gone. They owed me around, I don't know, something around $1,100 when they shut my channel down. But that was everything that I had built up over 6 years. So if you're interested in supporting what we're doing, what I'm doing, in the next, say, maybe 10 minutes or so, send a super chat that says for RTR, okay? And I'd appreciate that very much because we could use it. I hate to do that. And RTR is shilling himself. I'm shilling.
Oh, you had to know that was coming. I was waiting for the Shekels comments.
5 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and start going over news and information. And I usually pass out. My wife usually has to drag me away from my computer desk. And I work constantly. Between that, I'm also working in other areas. And, you know, for these people out there that pay their cable bill and watch Fox News, do you realize how much one of those pundits on Fox News is getting paid to propagate?
None of my fans are watching Fox News reason but to decipher the propaganda.
Right, but the point that I'm making is that, all right, say Tucker Carlson, he makes millions. He makes millions, right? What is this? You know, when people have a problem with people that are trying to share news and information that want to actually make a couple bucks? What is wrong with you? There is something seriously wrong with people that demand your time, your content, your information, and demand it for free.
Know what I've noticed? Like before YouTube came along, like everybody was making their own, not everybody, but people were being compensated for their work by selling like VHSs or DVDs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And but now with YouTube, it's like it's devalued everybody's work. If people really frown upon you putting out videos or documentaries and wanting to charge for anything, you know, they look down, they snub their nose if you put things behind a paywall. But with books, it seems like people are fine with paying for books and nobody has a problem with books. It's only documentaries and videos.
Yeah. They expect that content for free. They don't realize it takes time. Look, you know, I sat here and there's a couple presentations that I did for other people, and I've done a lot of free content. I've done a lot of I've donated a lot of time, and I still will. We're working with a group now who has successfully gotten back over 70 kids back from CPS. People don't understand. There's things that I can't talk about because it's the private side of what we're doing, and I don't go there. But there's so many different facets that I myself and my wife that we're covering, and we're helping people, and information we're sharing with people that I can't do a YouTube video on because it shares information that there's a lot of irresponsible people out there that would misuse what I'm talking about. Right. So anyway, we're working constantly
when we're not putting out videos and doing live streams and putting out content doesn't mean that we're not working. Like it's a full-time obsession even before I started YouTube of doing research and trying to learn about this kind of things. And I used to vent by like ranting to friends and family or arguing online. And now I just the way I get this stuff out of my mind is to put it down on video and then to kind of move on to another topic to get upset about usually.
No, right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know, I know that you know, you have a certain genre, a certain thing that you focus on. Our show, we focus on the whole natural law movement, the the history of the Republic, a lot of things that we're lied to. Now, it shouldn't amaze people that we've been lied to about just about everything that you learn in public school is wrong. So what we try and do is we educate our listeners to, like, the 14th Amendment. Most people don't know it was never lawfully ratified. This is not a crazy idea. It's not. This is something that up into the 50s, people just kind of took for granted. They knew it, right? But then you have this whole progressive agenda that's using the 14th Amendment, and you also have conservatives that are doing it. They're doing the same thing. They're using it for their purposes. Well, the fact of the matter is when you have to kidnap senators and you have to kidnap representatives and forcefully make them be seated in their state houses to push an agenda, that's not a lawful ratification process. When you take the president of the United States, Andrew Johnson, and sequester him in the Blair House and impeach him because he refuses to endorse the 14th Amendment, that's not a lawful process, right? We were taken over a long time ago, and a corporate facsimile was created in 1871, and so many things have happened since then. The removal of the original 13th Amendment, the installation of the Federal Reserve, then the creation of the IRS, which is a private corporation of the Federal Reserve. And as you know, who's behind the Fed? I mean, it's not really a difficult subject for people to grasp. So we take it back. We try and show people, because I think that history is very important. And when we show, and this, like I said, there's Professor Thomas Woods who illustrated very clearly that these usurpations took place. Brian Young did a really good special. He did a tear up of Abraham Lincoln. You had President Robert E. Lee said he wished that he owned every slave so he could set them all free, so that slavery wasn't an issue. You had Abraham Lincoln say,
"Isn't that the Robert E. Lee that they removed the statue?"
Yeah. And then you have Abraham Lincoln that said, "If I could preserve the Union without freeing a slave, I'd do it." Right. So we're immortalizing the tyrant, and we're castigating the one that really didn't care about enslaving people at all. He wanted to set people free. He just wanted a free republic, right? So everything, history is completely upside down. Everything that you see is a fraud. The chief annual financial report, I just saw, Truth and Doubt, the CAFRs. This is what our team, and let me give you an idea of how important the CAFRs are. Look at your school boards. Look at your governmental associations. Read their financial reports. Follow the money. When you start following the money and realize how much money they're making on the backs, look at CPS. CPS is making a ton of money off of the human trafficking of children in America. It has nothing to do with abuse. They use that as a guise. In some of those cases, they legitimize their functions. But the truth of the matter is that children are being taken away from parents on a daily basis. It's going on all across the country. Drives me crazy when people start talking about some kind of migrant human trafficking camp somewhere in Arizona. Dude, every single county across America is engaged in human trafficking. It's called CPS. And people don't talk about it. So this is what – this is RTR Truth Media is – yes, we are anti-Zionist. We're more than that. And even Israel themselves, what do they tell you? What do they tell you? Oh, if you're just criticizing Israel, well, guess what? We're an equal opportunity criticizer. I'll criticize you with the funny hats. I'll criticize the people in Vatican City with the funny hats. And I'll criticize these social change agents over here in this country that have communized and corporate fascized our country into hell. And it needs to be talked about. It needs to be exposed for what it is. Anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox now.
Caller, do you got callers lined up?
I do. I believe Mike, who's our next caller, and are they still on? I went off for a while there. Mike, can you hear me? Roger. Roger in Ohio. Roger, you're on.
Hey, guys. So I was a long-time Trump supporter and Alex Jones supporter, but it became pretty clear that they were compromised. And I want to thank Adam. Your videos were great to exposing that. So I'm just wondering, like, what do you guys think about a candidate like Patrick Little? He seems like sort of aggressive, but
I'll take that. You don't even have to go any further. You don't even have to go any further. This is my position. I don't know if Adam feels the same way. And there may come things that we disagree with and we agree with. I don't know. But this is my position. I personally think he's a provocateur. That's my opinion. And I have that feeling for a reason. When you sit out in the middle of a lagoon with a blimp that says Jews rape babies, I have no time for you. I have no time for you. Okay, because, you know, there's, first of all, some Jews probably do. Some Jews do. Actually, I have a whole problem with the whole, you know, the cutting and the sucking thing. That's a whole other story. But still, that's not how you expose people to the truth of what's going on in Israel. That's not how you share truth with people. Because here's the thing. What you have to understand is we don't need to be in our own little echo chamber, right? We could stay in our own little echo chamber if we all agreed in the same thing, and it'd be fine. But he is not going to win any hearts and minds. I went to military academy. One of the first things I learned from my company commander, from my commandant, he was a 101st Airborne Green Beret, and he happened to very much highly recommend War is a Racket by Smedley Butler. It was required reading, okay? And what he taught me is if you really, truly want to change hearts and minds, he could take 5 or 6 people, drop behind enemy lines, and he could end up having entire communities come together. You don't do that by so blatantly offending people that there will be immediate backlash and legislation created to shut down free speech. Okay? He's a provocateur, in my opinion. And if he's not a provocateur and I'm wrong, then I don't agree with his style. And that's my position on Patrick Little. Adam, what's your position?
I wouldn't go as far as saying that he's a provocateur, he's an agent, but I will definitely say that I disagree with his approach, and I think it gives ammunition to the ADL. I've said it many times that the saying Jays rape kids and expel them in 2022 is not the right slogans that you need to be going out on the streets and talking about. So yeah. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, and you know, I want to just one more small aspect of that. And maybe I am strong, but like Adam just said something that resonates with me. He said it only empowers the ADL. Okay, so I know from watching Patrick Little that he's not a stupid man. I don't think that in any way, shape, or form that Patrick Little is stupid. Okay, so If I accept his intelligence for what I think it is, then I have to also accept the fact that I know that he's got to know that this presentation is not going to be beneficial to the cause of waking people up. So if I take into consideration, just like I was taught in military academy, intelligence, agenda, who benefits? Okay, if the ADL is the only one benefiting and the only one that ends up really getting the majority of ammunition out of Patrick Little's content, then de facto, it doesn't matter whether he knows or not. Folks, I understand, and I see some of the comments coming in for and against. If you understand, you guys already know what the problem is. Okay, what you have to understand is if we are going to share this information with the rest of the world, and we want to win them over to a cause, it completely assaulting their senses is not the way to do it. Please go read The Art of War. And if you do, you'll start seeing things differently. You'll start seeing, when you're asked, what do you think of Patrick Little? Let's refer to The Art of War. Who has Patrick Little empowered? Okay, and if you can answer that honestly, that he's empowered us, okay, well, then make that case, and that's fine. I'm making the case that he only empowers the ADL.
He kind of just appeals, his message appeals to the people that already agree with him. How is he going to win over any people that are on the fence or who are undecided or are new to this information?
Right.
And you know, and maybe he's going for the shock value and it's all trolling.
Maybe,
but
that could be.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I agree with you guys, but I feel like we're at a point now where it's like so ridiculous. Like, we're not allowed to criticize like the ethnic cleansing of our own people. Like, I mean, and they have like over half the population on mind control, and now they're going to shut down the internet. Like, what are we going to do besides removing them from power? I don't know.
Yeah. I do agree. It is a war, and we're already pushed with our backs against the wall, and it's not looking good. The war already may be lost, but I still just don't think it's the smartest strategy and the right approach. Look, and you won't see me going around repeating those mantras
Here's the thing: you have Israelis killing fishermen and children. What more do you need than that? Why do you have to go to such a... That's what drives me nuts. What more do you... Take the headlines. The headlines are enough. You don't need any more than that. You don't need to assault the senses of... Look, I had... You know, I feel passionate about this because I'm frustrated. I had a Jewish girl on the show the other day, or a couple weeks ago. Her name is Rachel Tobias. One of the nicest girls I ever met in my life, right? And she's completely awake to all this. She has rejected Talmudic Judaism. She's rejected Zionism. She's awake. She knows what's going on. The one thing that that bothers her is stuff like we just talked about. Oh, if you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Keep it clean. We are on the radio, 1-800-313-9443. So, folks, what I'm trying to say about this is I don't know Mr. Little. I don't know him, and I don't know what drives him, but all I'm saying is this. If you want to win hearts and minds, just go to the headlines. They're killing fishermen for fishing. What more do you need? Am I wrong about this, Adam?
No, I know. I do think that we need to be hardcore and we don't need to be self-censoring, but that doesn't mean that we need to be saying the wrong things in the wrong way. And just look, like, I'm pretty sure Patrick Little's YouTube has like I don't know how many subs he has now, but I know it's pretty small. And but either way, he's the ADL poster boy. Look at all these articles of him by the ADL over and over and over again. And like, you know, nobody knew who he was until the last election. You know, he stomps on a flag and you know, does the blimp and does the signs, and now he's got all these articles by the ADL, and they're using him to make the rest of us look bad, whether he's a part of it or not. That's using his antics and then conflating that with all the rest of criticism. So they're pointing to him and saying, "This is what we need to censor." So I would love to see him clean it up. And I don't follow everything he does, so maybe I'm overreacting by judging him by just a couple of his actions, but
well, I hope he
cleans it up.
The prime evidence that you have is up on your screen right now, and it just falls back to this, folks. I want you to be able to critically think, right? How many articles do you see that are positive? And I'll compare that to another candidate. I'm not going to mention them because they've since retired from politics. But there was another candidate who was an anti-Zionist, pro-constitutional conservative who kept his mouth shut about it. Why did he keep his mouth shut about it? Because he wanted to get in and he wanted to make a difference from within. And he knew, and folks, we know who controls things. He knew that if he did that, he wouldn't have a chance. So here's the thing. If you really want to make a difference and you're going to go that angle, if you're going to go the political angle, then you need to be strategic. And somebody had mentioned in the comments that The Art of War was written for the state. Okay, let's make that argument. It can be used in your personal life, too, in many ways. But let's make that argument. So you have an enemy, and your enemy is the Zionist-occupied government, and that is what we're dealing with, right? So if you know that the majority of that establishment is going to align themselves against you to take you out, and you stand on a pulpit of standing against that thing, you're not going to penetrate. You're not going to be successful. So the question I have is then, if your plan isn't to be successful, then what is your plan? Okay, so we have a couple people on hold. Handsome Truth is calling in. And where are you calling in from, HT.
Mossad just, Israel.
I don't know.
Where is he?
I don't know. He's calling. He says he's on hold. I'm Hello? Not seeing. HT, is that you?
No. No, it's not. Somebody else.
Who is this?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
What's up, homeboy?
All right, here he is. So I'm sorry about having you on hold, brother, but here you are.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, you know, like, so you guys are, I don't know, man. It's hard because this is a sensitive subject because.
I know.
When you guys talk about, like, Pat, you know, his, yep. you know, when you talk about, like, his approach.
Yep.
There's some great things that he did do. He's one of the first person that actually went to Congress, said that, you know, that he's not gonna bow down to the Israeli flag.
No, he's not the first person that did that. James Traficant did that a long time ago.
He's the first, but no, James Traficant still did some good stuff, but he also still kissed ass for Israel too. I mean, I've seen interviews. Now, he did some good stuff, but he still did kiss ass for Israel a little bit. He wasn't perfect.
No, he knew the nature. He knew the nature of the beast, and he knew.
When Americans find out that there were 60 Israelis that were arrested on 9/11,
that we talk about it all the time.
These guys control our banking, and we just sit here and we just go, "Oh, what are we going to do about it?" When I saw him step on the flag, spit on the flag, it actually got me fired up to where I started making content at that point. So not all of his messages are appropriate. You know, you got to understand that, like. One of his businesses was for entertainment, and one was for Congress. Just to be fair on his part, just to be fair. But we have to. We should all be really fired up about our country being hijacked, and we should
I completely agree with you. However, I can promise you this, and I don't need to be a prophet to see this. He will never win. And get a seat in Congress. And all I'm saying is this. If you're going to enter the political arena and you really want to make a change, you need to know when to keep your mouth shut, how long to keep your mouth shut to get in, and then effect the change. If you notice, James Traficant didn't blow the lid off of Congress until James Traficant was in Congress. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's just... And when I talk to people, and this is part of why I'm kind of torn a little bit, like this girl that I talked to, Rachel Tobias, who was born and raised in an Orthodox Jewish family and has rejected Talmudism, has rejected Zionism, and she's such a nice girl. When you take people like that, she is culturally a Jew, and she people like that. We need people like that to tell the truth. We need them to tell the truth. And people like that are completely, like, pissed on when we go on the all Jews are this thing. And that's all I'm saying is, dude, I understand what you're saying. But if you look at go to Google and you Google Patrick Little, the chances are the source is going to be ADL. His activity is empowering the enemy. And that's my biggest argument against Patrick Little. That's really the only argument I have.
So can I mention another politician? Have you heard of a man by the name of John Fitzgerald?
Yep.
Okay. So, like, this is another guy who's doing great work. Like, we need to try to get more people that are, you know, we're not going to agree with everyone's approach. Like, you know, sometimes people say the word Zionism. To me, I say, well, you know, to me it's international Jewry, you know. There is a Talmud in every synagogue across America, and what does that Talmud teach?
I was just asked a question I want to respond to real quick in the chat room. So it was a question. So you wouldn't vote for Patrick Little, RTR? And I have to answer this, and a lot of people aren't going to understand this. I do not vote, and here's the reason why, for those people who say, well, then you don't have a say. In 1868, in the vacuum of the Civil War, our government was replaced with the martial law jurisdiction. A corporate government was created in 1871. And since then, My inclusion in the voting process would only be my complicity in the fraud that has become the United States of America Incorporated. The reason that I will not vote, the reason that I will not support that corporation is because I am not a part of it. I am not in their jurisdiction. I don't care to be. I don't support it. I am an American. And as one of the American people, we are sovereign. We created the government. They did not create us. We tell it what to do. It doesn't tell us what to do. I'm not voting for Frankenstein, whether you're right or left, whether you're awake or asleep, because if you don't know the actual real depth of the understanding of the United States Incorporated, then you'll continue on with the same insanity that has trapped you for 150 years. I just needed to say that for that comment that came zinging past. I'm going to give it back to you, HT. Go ahead.
Okay. I just, you know, have you seen the documentary Europa, The Last Battle?
I don't recall.
Yes. Not recently.
Okay, everyone in this chat should go watch that documentary, Europa, The Last Battle, and see what we are in for when Jewish supremacy takes over our country. And we are not, we can sit here and act like, you know, it's not all Jews, it's not all this. Well, you know, it's obvious that it's not all Jews. That is obvious. But I am not worried about offending a few good Jews to get the message out to all of Americans.
We're not worried about, we're not saying that he's offending people. My complaint about Patrick isn't that he's offending people. I know just saying the truth about him in their own words offends them. Criticizing them at all offends them.
Yeah.
It's just the two things he's saying, basically. The Jews rape kids and the expel the Jew in 2022. That is not the right strategy and not the right things to be saying. It's not the smart winning approach.
I agree with that. And that is where what I'm saying is that when you take, all right, everybody to everybody, you can find good and bad. But when you take the negative factors of what he does and you compare that with the effectiveness of the positive, the negative if you had to weigh it on a scale, it just scales out that way. And that's why I say, like, we have a history of people that have been working for the ADL that commit acts against Jews themselves, Jews that commits acts against Jews themselves in order to substantiate their narrative, right? So, and what we call that is provocateurism. Now, do I think that everything that Patrick Little does is provocateurish? No. Do I think that some of the things could be compared? Yes. So this is just my personal opinion. I don't know the man personally. And, you know, it's just, this is my outlook on it. I don't know what's in his heart, but I know that when I Google him, it's ADL, ADL, SPLC, ADL, IDL, ADL, LD, ADL. I mean,
well,
dude.
So is Adam Green.
Yeah, but
no,
look at what, look
no,
at what they
not.
Went after him for. They went after him with one, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this on the air. They went after him with one bullshit article and it didn't do anything. Why? Because they can't refute his information at all. At all. So what did they go after? They had to go after, by de facto, Schroer with InfoWars, because they're leftists and it was a right thing. It was a left-right paradigm crap story. And it was written by a little crappy reporter. They'd almost got no... Actually, we gave it more attention than it got itself. So that's what I'm saying. One little article compared to a whole Google litany of search. I mean, it's all you see. It's just not comparable. It's just not comparable.
Yeah. I'm just saying that, like, Adam is I'm not, I wasn't bad mouthing Adam. I was saying that they're going to put anyone on that list that challenges their authority, or questions what they're doing. But I think all of us need to really wake up. Like, this is so serious. And the fact that we're worried about words, we're self-censoring ourselves. Like, I get it. Like, it's not the best thing to
no,
say.
No. You don't hear me. No, wait a minute. You don't hear me saying that I think that he should be locked up. You don't hear me saying that I think his channel should be taken down. You don't hear me saying that his Twitter account should be blasted. He should be able to say whatever he wants to say. I don't care how, if I agree with it or disagree with it or anything else. I don't agree with censorship at all, period, ever, with anybody, period. I like the free market of ideas determine what should be or should be not be, you know, accepted. So I'm not mm-hmm. saying that I think that Patrick Little should be suppressed or censored. All I'm saying is I don't agree with his approach. That's it. I mean, and I think it's an honest criticism. I don't agree with his approach.
HD, you've talked to Patrick. Have you guys talked about this? What does he say to his critics who say that they don't like his optics or they don't like his approach to this?
I think that's why I addressed it, because I asked him, like, you know, like about like the signs. It seemed like he's toned them down. He said, well, it's different. When it comes to the entertainment, the LLC thing, it's supposed to be funny and entertaining. Some people that know about how this Jewish issue, that know about, you know, how, you know, that are awake to it, they find it entertaining, you know. But when it comes to a political side, he doesn't take that approach. And I'm not here to back him up, but you got to know that there's one of them is an entertainment thing, and one of them is for his campaign. None of us are perfect when it comes to doing this. There's, like, I don't agree. Like, I don't think the best sign was, like, I don't think it's the best thing, Jews rape kids. But I'm not going to lie, I laughed when I saw it. Like, I thought it was funny because, you know, I look at what rabbis do after circumcision, and, yeah, that's
Oh, no, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Yeah. It's child abuse. It's absolutely child abuse. I completely, absolutely, totally agree with you. Making a child penis bleed and then sucking on it is the most disgusting thing that I have ever seen in my life. I reject it absolutely, completely. I want to be clear about it. And anybody that's associated with doing it, I get it. And you know what? Mm-hmm. If that was the message, and I've done content on that, by the way, it's still up too. I'm surprised. But I can get behind that. What I'm saying is, Jews rape babies. It's just bad for them. So let's leave it at that. I mean, it's how I see it.
Can I ask you a question? If a rabbi put its mouth on your child's teepee, would you consider that a form of rape?
I would consider that grounds to commit homicide. I'm going to be honest. I don't care. I'll call it what it is. If somebody did that to my child, I literally would give them lead poisoning. I'm just saying.
This is the kind of stuff they get away with that, like, the whole world's asleep to, you know? I think Americans should be mad. They're doing it to their own Jewish babies too, which is sick. You know, I feel sorry for those Jewish children.
And I don't even care what religion you are. I'm kind of pissed off that I was circumcised when I was a child and I didn't have any say in it. I'm a little, I have some kind of feeling about that. But, you know, I'm just saying. One comment that came in, I have to make another comment about, because this is an area of education. I'm sorry, HT, just hang on for one second.
Okay.
Greg Tanner says, RTR, you have to vote to take out the trash. Let HT speak his mind. Okay. Let me refer to this you have to vote thing. All right. If people understand the fundamental of the consent of the governed, when the 14th Amendment was put into play, it was not lawfully ratified. Okay. So if you vote in the process of the democracy rather than the republic, and this has been replaced since 1868, you are consenting to federal jurisdiction. I withdraw my consent from the jurisdiction of D.C. I withdraw my consent to be governed by a corporate fascist corporation. I withdraw my consent. Therefore, if I vote, I am giving them my consent as to whatever the outcome is. I don't care whether the outcome is MAGA Trump tards. I don't care if they're Clinton fanatics. I don't care if they're Obamaites. I am not part of that federal jurisdiction. The reason that I'm not part of that federal jurisdiction is because it's a fraud upon the American people that brought you, ta-da, the Federal Reserve. So if you want to get behind that, when you cast your vote, you're literally saying, I accept the enslavement of the Federal Reserve. Okay, go ahead and keep saying that. Go ahead. I'm not part of that.
I just had a thought. Say I went out and did some of the stunts like Patrick Little did. I could be all over the ADL. I could be in all these hit pieces. But would that strengthen my message and all the work I've done, or would that discredit what I've done?
you're I think it's two different approaches. Like, yeah, I don't think it would be a good look for you. Not
so why is it a good look for him then? If it's not good for me, why is it good for him?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like the point is that you guys are missing this one point. And I'm not agreeing with his approach. I'm just saying, to be fair, there is an entertainment side of what he's doing, and there is a political side. One is totally slapstick. One is totally serious political. So, to be fair, that's all I'm saying, just to be fair.
I do like Patrick's courage for getting out into the street and talking about these difficult subjects. And he is good at playing the media to get publicity for himself, which is probably good for to get some support with the people that already are ideologically aligned, and it's probably good for donations and for a little bit of popularity. But I don't think in the grand scheme of things, it's going to actually be a net positive. But can we move on from Patrick Little?
I want to say one quick thing. Okay. Jewish supremacy, okay, when you talk about Jewish supremacy in other countries, right, when we're talking about that documentary, Europa, the Last Battle, when you question Jewish supremacy, you were put to death, okay? We already have the Holocaust. That's legal in 23 different countries to question. It's going to be coming here soon, folks. And questioning Jews will put you in prison one day if we don't speak out now. And every American should be absolutely pissed off that they're coming after our freedom of speech and they're trying to take our Second Amendment away. You should be fucking livid. Sorry.
Well, yeah, we're on.
We are.
Thing. They can't take the Second Amendment away because the Second Amendment doesn't give you anything. It was declared a natural right that preexisted the creation of the government. That's the whole point. That's the common misunderstanding of the Second Amendment. They could take it away tomorrow. I could care less. Our founders said that these rights are unalienable. That means they cannot be removed from you. You were born with them, and that no government has the right to endorse or remove them from you. And that among these rights are these. And we're mentioning these specific rights because these are typically the rights that the government comes for first. So we're putting a restriction upon government as to where they cannot go. So this is one of the things that I try and teach regularly to people in our audience, because we've had this distorted kind of upside down view of the Second Amendment. Like for some reason, some words on a piece of paper give us something. They don't give us anything, no more than the squirrely words of these politicians. That they take our rights away makes them legitimate. They're not legitimate. They don't have the authority to do that if we do not consent to what they're doing. And that's part of the problem. Okay, so the reason I mentioned that is that they could abolish the Second Amendment tomorrow. That does not give them the authority or the right or the moral the grounds to come and take anybody's weapons. They're going to do it anyway because they're a bunch of Bolshevik scumbags and they're seeking power, and that's what power does. But, mm-hmm. I urge the American people, please do not fall for the idea that laws that are written on paper apply to you if you don't consent to them. You must consent for them to apply to you. Don't consent, which is, by the way, one of the reasons why they push this, get out and vote. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. And the left-right paradigm, it's all bread and circus crap of the mind. It is a mind control tactic to get everybody to acquiesce and to agree to their jurisdiction. You must, if you really want to make a change, and this will make a change with the areas of the control that we're talking about, with Zionist control and every other kind. You withdraw your consent of these immoral, absolutely unconstitutional violations of natural rights. Case in point. Sorry, I didn't.
We're wrapping up in a little bit, and I got a bunch of tabs and news I wanted to get to.
Okay, yep. I'll bounce off. You guys have a good show, Adam. Okay. Nice to hear from you, brother.
You too, HT. Handsome God Truth 12 brother. Or 13, right?
No, is 13, the new one? Man. Hey, can you make me a mod so I could drop a link in the chat?
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. Hey, you guys have all a good night. Always a pleasure talking to you. We're all not going to agree on everything, but you know, us Goyim got to stick together. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Greg Tanner, a quick response to Greg Tanner for filing for civil service and all of that. Brother, if we had enough time on this broadcast to tell you how we withdrew from that jurisdiction, I would. I'm out of it. I'm gone. I'm out of it. Done. So, yeah, not civil service, not anything. Anyway, I have one person on the line right here real quick, one of my biggest supporters and somebody I respect very much who called in by phone. Are you there with me, Catherine?
I'm here.
Okay, can you hear her? Go ahead, say something, Catherine.
We can't hear.
Thank you for doing the show.
Hang on.
And also, this question is for Adam and Tom, actually. What do you think would happen if 200 Americans went to live in Palestine? What do you think would happen?
Wow. The question was, if you didn't hear it, what do you think would happen if 200 Americans went to live in Palestine?
I'm sure there was already 200 Americans living in Palestine, or 200 Americans with an American a visa or passport. But I don't know. I didn't feel like I was protected all that much when I was over there being an American. Like they ran over Rachel Corrie. They shot another journalist in the head. During a protest. I don't think they care. They don't differentiate between the Goyim. We're just as much cattle as the Palestinians in their eyes.
Yeah, that's been my point. I don't know if you heard that, Catherine. But.
And when you get away with crimes and you're the bully and you get away with the bullying for so long, like it just creates some mentality that you can just get away with anything and you just go over the top with the chutzpah.
Yeah. And I know that you wanted to mention to Adam, too, to look into the interesting Zionist Jewish governor who just took office in Colorado and his interesting associations. I wanted to bring that to... I promised, Adam, that I would bring that to your attention. I promised Catherine I'd bring that to your attention. That's another interesting subject to look into. So is there anything else you'd like to add, Catherine?
Yeah, no, just that this new governor, you know, his husband looks very young. I don't know. They're saying he's 40, but his real name is Schultz, but it's not the name that he ran under. And he has charter schools for kids that are, well, it's actually 16 to 21. He has a couple, maybe two or three charter schools. He was Obama. There's influence there. And just to see what's going on, you know, with our youth and confusing them on purpose and destroying them, I heard some teenagers talking and they love this new brand. It's called Glossier and the label, it's eyebrow pencil. It's for girls. Okay. It's called Boy Brow.
Oh, so God. Yeah.
This teenager was shocked when she looked and said, Boy Brow, what is this? You know, thinking, you know, it comes in a little pink package. Well, I looked. I wanted to see if it was a Zionist that owns it, and sure enough, it is.
Yeah, they're behind the deliberate collapse of Western culture. You like look at the Barbara Spectors of the world, and yeah, there you have it. I mean, it's just it is all sense assaulting, isn't it?
Yes. It is, but this, you know, this governor in Colorado, it's pretty upsetting. You know, he wants to bring in more immigrants. He wants, you know, this and that, and it's like, whatever happened to freedom? Whatever happened to liberty? And it is the Bolshevik, like in the newspaper. That's as the governor.
Yeah, it's the same thing that happened to Germany. It's the same thing. It's the same thing that happened to Germany that led to the Second World War. And this is what I'm trying to tell people, that the dangers here that are going on, it's history repeating itself. And I'm not saying that you know, a totalitarian regime is the answer, the response to solve it, but you know, it's what it's going to cause. And if we don't do something about it before it gets to that point, like Adam said in the beginning of the show, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable, and that's where we're at right now. And so, yeah.
Even the young man who.
Hey, we're getting some bad feedback from the phone.
We're getting some bad feedback. And we're gonna have to have you call in next time to the okay, radio no show. Problem. But God bless you, and thank you.
You know, we should move to Palestine, and you know,
well,
I think there's power in numbers.
I will.
They don't let you stay there for longer than 3 months.
Yeah, you can only stay there for 3 months. We'll do a show on that.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye.
Damn, well, I gotta read some of these super chats. I wish that would have worked and get to this news.
Yep.
And I wanted to show. This is so odd. So they're at 8:02. Look at this. This is the live chat. I had 600 people watching, and then all of a sudden it dropped down to 300, and then jumped right back up to 600. So I don't know what that's about, but let me get through these super chats, and I got a couple more news items I wanted to hit. Two Wheel Shmuel, you're doing the right thing, Adam. If you ever need a mod, I'd volunteer. Just set the guidelines. We all need to raise standards. You should look into lab streams to get a higher percentage of your super chat. I've been meaning to do that. Thank you, James. Thank you, Christoph. Says, good job. Anna Reyes says, just a small token of thanks to RTR Truth for media for mentioning Tom Woods and inadvertently introducing me to Proton Mail. Thanks, Anna, for all the support. I'm always seeing you in here. Yeah. Home Cinemax says, keep fighting, Adam. Thank you for the support, guys. It means everything. Can't do it without you. Jen Werner, thank you. Mohammed, thank you. Says, kindly accept my humble contribution. And Jen Werner again says, jailable offenses to speak anti-Semitic or question the Holocaust in America. Yeah, that's certainly coming. And then this is one of the news stories I wanted to hit. This is from, what is this? The Tablet, I think. It says, Amazon's algorithm has an anti-Semitism problem by Yair Rosenberg. And he shows these books that come up when you do history of Rothschilds and Amazon. These are the books that come to the part. And he says they're all anti-Semitic. And these Jews did 9/11 books are popping up when you search stuff on Amazon. And he says that Amazon is anti-Semitic because they're promoting conspiracies. But they're not promoting the conspiracy or promoting these books. They've got algorithms. Apparently it's somewhat of an even playing field and fair. And just judged by the most clicks and the most popularity gets you at the top position. But they think that's prioritizing. They don't want an even playing field. They want all of our stuff to be suppressed. So they're saying, change the algorithms, bury the what they consider conspiracies. And I responded to him on Twitter and said that it's not that they're just what I just said. They're not prioritizing. These are the most popular. Either refute it and stop trying to suppress your opposition. And so he blocked me. Just for stating my difference of opinion, he blocked me right away. Here's another something in the last few days I wanted to mention. Sarah Silverman says, congrats, Sheldon Adelson, on buying your wife a Presidential Medal of Freedom. He went to Jared, which is a reference to Jared Kushner, probably. But
no,
how much of a joke?
It's the reference, I believe, to the jeweler.
Yes. But also, you got to think of Jared Kushner and
the double entendre
and his connection to Zionism and to Adelson and stuff. And here's Trump giving Adelson's trophy wife an award. I mean, he only had to give him $100 million in order to get these awards. That's who are the heroes in America these days, are billionaire top donors. This is who sat behind Trump at inauguration. He's pushed Trump to move the embassy, offered to pay for the embassy. And he literally says that Trump's top campaign contributor says, all I care about is being a good Zionist and a good citizen of Israel. He gives tens of millions to the IDF, and that this is who controls our president. And all these Republican American firsters won't say a thing about it. They won't even mention his name. And look at this. I mentioned Jack Posobiec earlier and how the Daily Beast said he was a Nazi. This was a response to one of those. See, Cernovich and Posobiec. This guy, Chris, says, we need a monster GoFundMe for Jack so he can sue and take them down. Or maybe Sheldon Adelson could help. So Sheldon Adelson's just the Soros of the right. And yet you don't ever hear anybody talking about it. They say Trump's his own man.
That's a good one, dude. That's a good one. The Soros of the right. I love that.
And Laura Loomer, another rebel media person, takes photos with Sheldon Adelson and probably funded big time by Adelson. All these guys are. Wouldn't doubt it for one second.
Yeah.
You see, I think I had one. Oh, that was the news. That was the news I wanted to get out. And RTR Truth Media, resurrect the Republic.
Yes, and you know, I just want to make it, you know, just in closing on this this ordeal with differing opinions on things. Maybe I use language that's a little bit, maybe it's a little bit critical, but folks, here's the bottom line. We don't all have to agree with each other to all have our own way of combating the problem. And here's part of the problem that I have is that when you disagree on a point or a couple points with someone, but you still continue on your path, what I'm trying to tell you guys is look, I'm a historian and I'm a researcher. And I look at patterns of history and I look at things that have worked and I have my way of approaching waking people up. Just because my approach of waking people up is what it is, and just because I may disagree with some things that other people do, does not mean that I will block you, ban you, I call for your censorship, or any other thing. And I just want to make that really clear. I don't think that anyone should be censored. I think that all opinions should be weighed. And at the end of the day, you make your determination based upon the information provided you. I think that that's just reasonable.
If these people think that they're going to censor us and we're just going to go away, we're not going to get more angry, or we're just going to shut up, they're out of their mind. I mirrored Johnny Gat, RIP, Johnny Gat, the great
Johnny
YouTube
Gat.
Channel that helped wake me up a whole bunch. And I learned so much from his great content. Both of his channels got taken down. The video, the documentary called The Death of Free Speech that I mirrored from his channel just recently got flagged by these guys.
Yeah.
They're supremacists. So
I'm also being asked to remind you of Jacob Scott Godwin, who got 10 years for going to Richard Spencer's Unite the Right rally. That's something that you and I probably need to look into too. There's that whole weird
alt-right
thing that's going on that there's just there's a whole nother rabbit hole for probably a whole nother show, but this is like there is another young man who also was charged two of them. The whole thing was a setup is what I'm getting in here, and this comes from somebody that gives me really, really great information and who's a huge supporter. So whenever this person talks, I listen. So there's something, another avenue for us to for all of you guys out there in the chat room, check it out. Check out what I just talked about, because there's only so much time in the day and Adam and I only have so much time in the day. So we could use your help. RTR Truth Media, ProTimeMail.com. If you find anything interesting, just saying.
Yeah, and follow me on Twitter, or you can find my email through YouTube. It's no_more_news.
Yep.
Oh, I need way more followers on Twitter. My YouTube following is so much bigger than Twitter. I guess everybody doesn't like social media, which I totally understand. Oh, is your music coming in?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
That's
okay. Folks who are listening live on the radio, if you want to, you can go to YouTube to tune into the rest of this. It's No More News Live with RTR Truth Media on the No More News channel. God bless all of you. In the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for all of you, and we're with you. God bless. All right, Mike, take us out.
Photo ops. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.